Have been elected to the 45-member strong Shura Council. The rest will be appointed by the country's emir. No women were elected to the council, despite 27 candidates running in the polls. Voter turnout was 63.5%. Jamal El-Shayar reports from Doha.
For the first time in their lives, Qataris have chosen who will represent them when it comes to drafting the country's laws and monitoring the government's performance. On Saturday, thousands across the small peninsula took to one of 30 different polling stations in the nation's first ever legislative elections.
Now, as you know, it's female that equal the man. And this is the proudest, like, as a woman, they can have a chance to choose.
For us, this is a democratic ceremony that's new and modern for Qatar, and everyone is participating in this council. That's important for the citizen and the state.
Until now, the Shura Council has been an advisory body appointed solely by the emir, with limited powers. However, in its new form, two-thirds of it is elected by the people, and it will have the ability to draft laws, approve or reject budgets, and even question and sack ministers.
After the 2017, the Qatar blockade crisis, I believe that the political maturity among the Qatari people being raised very, very carefully and very mature, to the extent that it's not about that Qatari people are, you know, asking for such Shura election, even though we've been listening to some voices from the elite people. However, it's more about top-bottom approach that being supported and initiated by the political leadership.
Unlike other countries in the region that have witnessed mass protests and uprisings demanding a change in governance, the move towards greater representation in Qatar has been driven by the leadership. Despite this top-down drive to a more inclusive political system, the turnout in Saturday's polls indicate that many in Qatar are in favor of having a greater say. With no political parties in the Gulf state, the new legislators are expected to come under greater individual scrutiny. Issues such as labor law reforms, economic policy, and who gets to take part in future elections will be some of the defining topics for when the Shura Council gets to work. Some Qataris have already complained about being left out of the electoral process. For many Qataris, these Shura elections are not simply about the results. With people now given a say as to who represents them, everyone is a winner. Widening participation and empowering different sections of society underscores Qatar's branding as a country that has often positioned itself differently to its neighbors when it comes to political pluralism and freedom of expression. Jamal El-Shayal, Al Jazeera, Doha.